Out. Blurred. Cord. Crooked. Fuzzy floored. Fettled. Graveled. Guttered. Keyhole locked up. And muggy muddle bopped. Nazed. Nogued. Dag down dolled only to eye electrifying salt. Lap under. Let far fly. Low, high. Lush, hearty, leer, hands. Again.
When you compare this remarkable precision and productivity to statements by Cellini, who thought that a male screw should be made three fingers thick, or by Stevens, who thought the screw should usually be at an angle of 30 degrees. We have indeed. Beyond
Baby the keeper.
Combine. A long way. On the other hand, it might be of interest to compare these modern techniques with a passage from Heron's Mechanics. I quote, as for the female screw, it is made in this way. We take a piece of hard wood, whose length is more than twice the length of the female screw, and its thickness like that of the female screw. And we make on one part, on half the length of the piece of wood, a screw in the way we have already described. And the depth of the screw turns on it should be like the depth of the screw turns which we want to turn in this female screw. And we turn from the other part as much as the thickness of the screw turns, so that it becomes like a peg of equal thickness. And we draw two diameters on the base of the piece of wood. And we divide each of them into three equal parts. And we draw from one of the two points a line at right angles to the diameter. Then we draw from the two ends of this line at right angles to this diameter on the whole length of the peg, two lines at right angles, and this is easy for us to do if we place the peg along a straight board and scratch it until we reach the screw furrow. Then we use a fine saw with great care until we have sawn down to the screw furrow. Then we cut off this third that was marked on the peg, and we cut out in the remaining two-thirds in their middle a groove like a canal on the whole length, and its size should be half the thickness of the remaining part. Then we take an iron rod and sharpen it according to the screw turns. Then we fit it into the peg with the canal in it, then we make its end come out in the screw turns after we have fastened the two pieces together so that the two are fixed to one another. It cannot come apart at all. Then we take a small wedge and insert it into the canal like groove and knock it until the iron rod comes out and lies between the two parts. When we have done this, we fit the screw into a piece of wood which has been bored a hole that corresponds exactly to the thickness of the screw. Then we bore in the sides of this white hole, small hole, side by side, and we fit in them small oblique round pegs and drive them in until they engage the screw furrow. Then we take the plank and we want to cut make the female screw, and we bore in it a hole the size of the screw peg. Then we make a joint between this plank and a plank which we fit in the screw by small cross pieces which we fasten very solidly. Then we insert the peg that carries the wedge into the hole that's in the plank, and we want to cut the female screw, and we bore in the upper end of the screw hole in which place handles. And we turn it until it comes into the plank. We keep on turning it up and down. We insert the wedge with blows again and again until we have cut the canals right to where we want it. And so we have made the female screw.
I was mounted on an ugly screw, but it's in going condition.
You suppose the origin is really obscure?
I'm mounted on just as great as screws ever.
You come
it obviously follows from
all
over that the familiar
me.
Types of screw are named for the same to which they are attached, the sense to which they are attached, the function to which they are attached, the form to which they are attached, and the quality to which they are attached. For example, the thing, as in bench screw. A form, as in countersunk screw. A function, as in thumb screw. Sense, as in flat screw. A quality, as in interrupted screw. There are also many special combinations, such as screw alley, screw box, screw coupling, screw dog, screw dollar, screw drill, screw eye, screw eye doesn't have any eyes screwed up, screw gear, screw grip, screw gun, screw joint, screw machine, screw mouth is an ill-shaped mouth, screw plot, screw plate, screw propeller, which by the way, subscribe to the formula, that is the real slip formula, as opposed to the negative slip formula, V plus F minus S over V into vehicle, speed of screw, S speed of the vessel, F velocity, the factor F being due to the frictional resistance of the vessel, screw pump, screw rod, screw regulator, screw spanner, screw press, an example of which is described elsewhere, screw tool, screw turn, screw turner, screw driver, screw cap, screw worm, screw wrench, dimension, a sense of belonging to a screw, such as screw arbor, screw curve, screw head, screw hole, screw motion, screw post, screw shafting, or an appliance is operated by a screw, such as screw bore, screw valve, screw pad, and additionally, in the objective genitival sense, such as screw chasing, screw cutter, screw maker, screw slotting, screw driven, and no screw takes on other forms. For example, the 1886 Encyclopedia Britannica, Volume 21, contains the following: screwable, screw, which is a rare form today, screwed, screwer, screwiness, screwing, screwish, and screwable. Screw is used up to including objects which, in fact, are really screwless, such as in the screw pine,
a
popular name for a species of pandanus. In tropical countries, Pandanus utilis is highly valued for its edible fruits and the fibers of its roots and leaves. The leaves of Pandanus odoratissimus also yield a valuable fiber. The name of the screw pine is suggested by the perfect spiral arrangement of the leaves, easily observed in mature specimens, and also from their resemblance to the pineapple. By an accord signed in Washington, D.C. on November 18, 1948, the Screw Thread Standardization Committees of Canada, the United Kingdom, and the United States accepted a common standardization of screw threads for their respective countries and called it the Unified Thread Standard, or UTS. The UTS standards are published in the ASA publication, Volume 1, 1949, and are given below. Eventually, it is hoped that these standard screw classifications will become universal.
It already is.
Six standard screw third series.
You mean all over?
I mean overall.
Three special series letters should not be employed.
Can you
collect
any of
them?
Of course.
Can you put your finger on it?
Of course.
Standard series
basically are simply forcing the meaning of words.
Not soon enough.
Most formatters will die soon enough.
One coarse thread series screw, UNF, and NF, general use, especially rapid assembly.
Over. Just over.
Two fine thread series screw, UNF, and NF, application drying, greater strength, and the length of engagement is limited. Three extra fine thread series screw, UNF, and
irrelevant.
Stress parts. Four eight thread series screw, 8 and subdued. UNC and NSA,
stupid!
1 inch.
Billiards.
Nonsense.
5, 12, 13, 13, 12, UN, 12, and the UHM, UNF, and NF for diamonds larger than
1 inch.
Preposterous!
16, 13, 13, 16, UN, and 16, and
the UHM, UHM, and NSA, 2 inch. Stroke screwing!
Stroke screwing!
On the
contrary,
when you look at Freddy when he said the TV can be used as an interest of the square space and the screw did its full length?
Screw
tolerance. How short is short? Short! We're not getting anywhere, screw bean!
1, screw class of 1A, 1B for bar, provide for liberal arts for assembly ease when threads are dirty or slightly damaged.
Screw palm!
2, screw class of 2A, 2B for production of bolt screws,
nothing
for commercial fasteners.
Swiss Cannon Rimmer!
3, screw class of 3A, 3B for close
to the screw line
required.
Precise.
4, screw class of 2 3 apply to both external and internal threads.
I don't know.
However, in addition to the UTS, there is also the ATS, American class, the WTS, Whitworth class, the BATS, British class, and the MTS, French class, and the ISTS, the international class, all of which makes screw interchange slightly more complex since the screw system is slightly different in each case.
Breathe in, expire. 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 In, expire. In, expire.
Other screw details.
You're getting better.
Expire indeed.
It must be an exam.
It should be fun. You need to call this thing a screw.
I think it is fun.
Come on. That's it. Breathe. Expire.
Standard taper pipe threads. The American standard straight pipe threads shot by SA pipe joint type. 1, fresh dot joints sealer. 2, fresh dot joints without sealer. 3, free fender mechanical joints. 4, loose mechanical joints upon lock nuts. 5, loose mechanical joints for hose couplings.
Shoe the goose swipe candy rock. Shoe the goose swipe candy rock. Shoe the goose swipe candy rock. Shoe the swipe candy rock. Shoe the goose.
Machine screws are defined according to head types as follows.
Being.
Flathead.
Miraculous mortal muckabus.
Roundhead.
Boozed.
Philister head.
Budgie.
Breathe. Expire.
Oval head.
Bemused.
Hexagon head.
Blind.
Socket head.
Bung
eyeballs
queered.
Are classified as rivet, nut, or screw, and can be had on a swivel.
Prude.
Driving recesses for screws used in modern practice are hex socket.
Bit.
Phillips.
Bosked.
Drilled spanner.
Beard.
Fluted socket.
Overseen, overspart, overtaken.
Clutch. Hang market.
Slotted spanner.
Where?
Clutch.
Body. Beef.
Posit drive.
And bird.
One way.
Basket.
Screws are used for fastening things to shafts to prevent relative rotation. They are available in a variety of head and point styles, such as
hollow blow.
Hollow oval point.
Bottom.
Hollow flat point.
Hooker bunt.
Hollow half dog point.
Picker bus.
Squarehead cone point.
Horse butter.
Squarehead cup point.
Hind bun.
But
we
expire to go making ends meet.
Set screw holding power is proportional.
Or
putting the devil into hell.
Seating torque.
Bite
or
grinding our tools.
Shaft hardness should be at least 10 Rockwell C points less than the set screw.
On a
boner. Knock 'em down. Hand on.
Split arse to mechanical or sucking.
Light frigate. Have
the sugar stick or losing the match.
Locking fasteners are used to prevent loosening of a threaded fastener insert.
The stakes.
The wide variety available differ vastly in design, performance, and function.
Madam.
Some examples.
Lotus Hire.
Could you say what
Bob
you were
Joy.
Doing?
Carry and Hustle.
One seating
That's
Bull
the trick.
Two spring stop.
Jerker Hole.
Three prevailing torque.
Bum Linda Bright.
Four wedge.
Queen Horse.
Five blind.
Bung Lunder.
Six quick relief.
Perhaps.
Get up. Huddle. Brush Jiggle. Cyprian Huff.
Coach and leg screws are available in cone and gimlet points.
Mutton High. Press dancing, Joe, hop.
Self tapping screws are available according to body form and head type. ASA classifications are.
Bat jammer, breathe,
Here's a punch holes or a sharp point for starting if needed. Type B, blunt point space thread screw. Type B, used for locating or aligning holes. Type C, another blunt point type. Type U, hammer and a mechanical force into work. Type D, for threading cloud pre tapped holes. Type F, another blunt point type. Type G, for low strength materials. Type J, type D, type BF, used for stripping. Parenthetically, screw thread inserts are useful in to provide increased thread strength and life. Holes in which threads have been screwed.
If by mellow pushing,
or otherwise damaged,
we overtook adequateness. If by
selected to mate with the thread. Establishments devoted to the manufacture of screws and screw products. The number of employees, average for the year, was 18,749, and the wages paid were $26,802,000. The value of the products of screw makers was around $82 million. Admittedly, more recent figures would undoubtedly be higher. As a measure of how sophisticated the screw business has become, I should like to relate the following personal story. My brother-in-law has an unusual occupation. He works for the United States government. He is an expert on screws. He travels 120 miles each day to do his work. Basically, he is in charge of which of the thousands of varieties of screws, particularly as used by the military, will become obsolete as a result of a new screw on the market. He is a dedicated man. Sometimes I kid him about being a neo-madam because, in fact, he acts as a go-between for the screw maker and the screw user. His end of the screw business is very complicated indeed. What happens is the following. A new screw is announced. He sorts through the screw manuals of screws already in use. From these he determines which screw is to be replaced by the new screw. Then he checks his files to determine which governmental agency is now using the screw to be replaced. To this particular screw user, he sends official details concerning the screw determined to be obsolete, and specifications regarding the replacement screw. He requests of the screw user a detailed inventory of their obsolete screw stock in hand. Upon receiving this information, my brother-in-law checks his list of obsolete screw warehouses against their current stockpile of obsolete screws to determine which can best accommodate the new obsolete screw. Having done this, he alerts the particular obsolete screw warehouse. The obsolete screw warehouse acknowledges. He alerts the screw user. The screw user acknowledges. Next, he determines, along with the obsolete screw warehouse, the date or dates on which the obsolete screw may be received, and conveys this information to the screw user. The screw user acknowledges, ships his obsolete screw stock on a determined date after having alerted the obsolete screw warehouse, while simultaneously sending a copy of the obsolete screw stock shipment to my brother-in-law. The obsolete screw warehouse confirms receipt of the obsolete screw shipment to the screw user and sends a confirming copy to my brother-in-law, who, in turn, confirms receipt of this information to both the obsolete screw warehouse and the screw user. This having been accomplished, my brother-in-law alerts the screw maker to prepare the new screw shipment to be shipped to the screw user, and alerts the screw user to be prepared to receive the new screw shipment from the screw maker. They both acknowledge that they are prepared. The screw maker additionally sends my brother-in-law the precise date of shipment of the new screw stock. My brother-in-law acknowledges this and forwards this information to the screw user. The screw user acknowledges. My brother-in-law alerts the screw maker that it is okay to ship the new screw stock to the screw user. The screw maker ships. The screw user receives. Normally, a given transaction ends at this point. However, it is clear that the operation can become far more complicated when there is more than one obsolete screw user. More than one new screw maker, or more than one obsolete screw, which can be replaced by one efficient new screw. Occasionally this happens. With industrial acceleration being what it is even possible that a new screw on the market, intended to replace a screw or screws, which are thereby rendered obsolete, may itself become obsolete before it has been used because of an even newer screw variety. My brother-in-law is a dedicated man. In Heron's pneumatics, certain implements outside of the five powers, six powers according to modern thought, are described. Especially interesting are his devices which produce circular movements as a result of hot air or steam streams. For example, there is an altar where a fire is lit, and the hot air from this hollow altar streaming through four bent pipes makes puppets dance. Authorities contend on the strength of such playthings that the ancient Greeks could have invented the steam engine, if only they did not have slaves, which made such an invention superfluous. Clearly, this is not true, for, among other things, the engine had to wait for the screw, as we know it, to be refined.
Meaning what?
To attributes.
To what end?
To examine.
Meaning what?
To deep.
To what end? To the base.
Meaning what?
To out.
If we...
To what end?
To
dipped out, rather deep, rather dipped, deep, deep, rather dipped, deep, rather deep, dipped, rather deep, dipped.